T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Passenger counts up dramatically at Eisenhower National Airport. We've got the story.
Pair killed in fiery crash at McConnell Air Force Base have been identified. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita police looking for a suspect in the shooting of a woman outside her home. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore. Next chance for rain coming in Sunday night. Your full forecast is coming up.
Sedgwick County officials say two people who died in a fiery crash outside McConnell Air Force Base have not been identified.
A county spokeswoman said the victims in the crash were 17-year-old Isaiah Chandler and 29-year-old Matthew Piles. Police say their bodies were found inside of a burning car Sunday night near a little-used back entrance of the base. No other information about the individuals has been released. The Air Force said an investigation indicates the car hit a barrier at the entrance at a high rate of speed. The base and local law enforcement continue investigating the crash. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman was shot in southeast Wichita, not far from Plainview Park. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Wednesday night in the 3100 block of South Davidson. A 35-year-old woman suffered a pair of gunshot wounds to her body.
She had sustained non-life-threatening injuries. She received treatment at an area hospital and then was released. Officers located multiple shell casings on Davidson Street, and a residence there in the 3100 block had been struck multiple times.
Someone had fired gunshots at the house, hitting the woman who was outside. There were seven other people inside the house, one of whom had received threatening messages prior to the shooting.
Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport is a busy place. Wichita Director of Airports Victor White tells KNSS News passenger counts have increased every year since Eisenhower opened.
For the month of November, we just got the stats in, best ever passenger traffic in the history of the airport is in November. Traffic was up about 5%. We're up to close to over 145,000 passengers that month. And for the year to date, for the 11 months of 18, passenger traffic is up 2.5%.
Victor White, our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
House Democrats have passed a plan to reopen the government without funding President Donald Trump's promised border wall. But that plan probably isn't going anywhere. President Trump still insisting on funding for a border wall.
Without taking any questions, President Trump made a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room, where he reiterated the importance of having a physical wall along the U.S. border with Mexico.
You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good. The people of our country want it.
But Democratic lawmakers, including the new House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are united against funding a border wall, leading to the impasse that has kept part of the federal government shut down. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Texas police are putting out more information that they hope will lead to the killer of a 7-year-old girl in the Houston area.
A short video of a truck and a composite sketch are being put out for people to hopefully identify the person who killed Jasmine Barnes. The young girl was shot as she sat in her family's car, the victim of an apparently random act. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the suspect could be of any ethnicity, but they're leaning on what the witnesses can recall.
What we have as a description is a white male. So that's what we're going by. That's how it's been described by the family over and over, so that's what we got to work with.
Police are not saying if they believe race was a factor in the incident. A reward for information has now grown to $100,000. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Shocker men's basketball team was in action last night on the road. We'll have highlights and hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
A man accused of kicking a 1-year-old black boy and yelling racial slurs in a Wichita is jailed on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance. That story, more news coming up. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Water, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted, now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. A man accused of kicking a one-year-old black boy and yelling racial slurs in a Wichita restaurant, Trace Riff, was booked into jail early Thursday on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance. Riff is facing municipal charges of battery and resisting arrest after the alleged attack on December 23rd. This was at a Wichita Dillon store. I beg your pardon, it was a Dillon store.
A prison inmate from Tennessee is set free, the result of a new law designed to cut down on repeat offenders.
Matthew Charles was the beneficiary of the new federal First Step Act. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison for selling crack cocaine in 1996, but was released in 2016 after a judge granted him a shortened sentence. That ruling was overturned, and Charles was re-sentenced to prison on the drug charges. The First Step measure, signed last month by President Trump, lowers the sentencing guidelines for crack offenses, prompting a district judge to reduce Charles' second sentence from decades to time served. His case is among the first nationally to be affected by this act. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Animal rights group PETA is calling out two universities for their use of live animals as mascots following an incident at a college football game this week.
After a close call between Texas mascot Bevo and Georgia mascot Ugga that resulted in the Longhorn Bull charging through the barriers caging the Bulldog at the Sugar Bowl, PETA is calling for the retirement of all live animal mascots. PETA in a statement said that the situation could have easily ended in Ugga and humans near the dog getting trampled or killed, going on to call for costumed mascots to take care of rallying the crowds during games for the future. The group says that many schools have retired their live animal mascots over the past decades, but some have still hung on to the practices, including Baylor University, North Alabama University, and Louisiana State University. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And heavy traffic on I-135, just in pockets. A little bit ago, I saw some heavy traffic right around 13th Street North, headed south, and up around the north junction of I-135, I-235, and K-254 up there. Spotted some heavy traffic southbound there on I-135 as well. Traffic update, KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning to you, Steve. How's it going?
I see you're back to the bow tie today and looking good. But, you know, I think if you really had any courage, you would wear an ascot and maybe some spats on the set there.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I would, hey, if you give me an ascot, Steve, I will gladly go give the ascot a try.
Well, I think we'll have to go online because I don't know anybody who sells ascots. But
I don't know either. That's a good question.
All right.
I got my pocket square, but I don't know if I could fashion it into an ascot. I don't think I could.
Well, we got a weekend coming up. It looks like almost spring's coming back, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I know a brief return. Well, maybe not so brief, actually, for the matter. Yeah, a good little return to spring for us here. Temperature's going to be climbing very nicely today, back up into the upper 50s, near 60 here in the Wichita Metro. Mainly sunny skies expected, and we'll keep the clear trend going tonight. Above average yet again. Lows only dipping close to 30 degrees. Still a little chilly, but above our winter-like standards for sure. Mainly sunny, continuing into our Saturday with highs yet again near 60. The time now, I should say the temperature now, is 25 degrees under this partly cloudy skies, but it's going to be a great day to get out and about, Steve, for sure.
All right. Thank you, Brunel. Brunel, TJ. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist TJ Springer. Filling in for Ronel this week, right? 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock, Friday, January 4th, 2019. Cloudy day across Kansas. Thursday, Wichita's high temperature was 38 degrees. That's pretty chilly. Normal high for the date, though, is only 41, so we're not that far off. Now, I was looking through some old tapes of my camcorder that I've got.
Yes.
It's got these little tapes that it uses. And I think I found the video that I recorded in 2005 when the big ice storm hit.
Yeah.
Because I'd had this camcorder just a little while, and I was just shooting everything. In my neighborhood, all the trees had, God, their limbs were falling down, all
yep,
kinds of stuff.
That was nasty.
It was in 2005, this date, the costliest ice storm in Kansas mm-hmm. history began. It started in the morning, continuing until the next afternoon, coated nearly all of the state with 1/2 to 2 inches of ice.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yep.
Damage to trees, power lines, power poles, extensive. Many areas in South Central Kansas were without power for 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah, my parents were without power for, I think, 3 or 4 days.
You know, I was thinking that the big ice storm really had an impact on them. The storm caused an estimated $72 million in damage. 56 counties declared disaster areas. Now, 56 counties, we have 105 counties in Kansas, so half.
So, yeah.
Big ice storm of 2005 on this date.
And then it took forever to people piled up all those limbs by their curb in front of their houses, and it took a couple months, I think, for that all to get finally picked up and disposed of.
Who picked that up? Was it local trash people?
I think they eventually, the city.
Some of the public utility people came there?
Finally helped out with some of that process.
I know exactly who got mine.
Who got yours in?
It was the parks.
Parks people?
Parks and recreation people here in Wichita were the ones that came out and got mine. I talked to them when they came by.
All right.
They had all kinds of different crews out doing it, yeah.
Going to share something with you listeners this morning, and I'm not going to share the gentleman's name because I don't have permission, but I got a handwritten note yesterday, and I'd just like to share these comments that the man wrote to us. It says, Steve, Ted, and KNSS staff, I pulled through the drive-thru at Taco Bell last Friday, December 14th, and was greeted by Steve from KNSS. I want to thank you all so much for the $98. I never win prizes. And that sure was an unexpected surprise. Merry Christmas to you all. And again, thank you very much. And it's very grateful in the gentleman's name here. But thank you. Now this is, of course, this was the thing we've done several years now with Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. We call it Christmas cash, and somebody comes through the drive-thru, and we just hand them a big envelope with 98 bucks in it. And, of course, we did it again this year.
Yep.
And here's a gentleman who has responded with a great handwritten thank you note. You just don't see that very often, Ted.
Very nice.
When's the last time you got a handwritten thank you note?
I guess I must get more than you.
Do you get really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this was the one for the radio station and you and all of us here. So you do get a few, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I try to do that now. And then Shelley and I, we wrote one the other day for somebody. I thought, anyway, yeah, we like to do that whenever we can. It just seems to, people like that.
Yeah, it's very
they
nice
do.
Little personal touch.
They do. All right, it's 7:14 now with Steve and Ted, and today is January 4th. Tomorrow is January 5th, and as you know, as I like to make a big deal out of anniversaries, it was on January 5th, 1998, that I came to work here at KNSS. Now, we didn't start doing a morning show until the 19th because we had to kind of make one up, didn't we? They were doing something else. You were doing something else at the time, so we had to do a format.
Yeah, you kind of had to.
You know, when are we going to do the clock? When are we going to do this?
Figure out what we were going to do. And
so I don't know whether I had you involved or not, but we formulated this thing. It took us till the 19th to finally kick it off, and 21 years ago. And it's been a great deal of fun. Now, you've actually been here longer than I have. You're the longest running employee we got.
Yeah, I started 3 years before you.
Yeah.
And but then, we were sure glad to get you on board.
Well, it was a great opportunity. I mean, I had coasted through the first 25 years and thought, well, okay, that done that. And then all of a sudden, we get together and so many neat things have happened on KNSS, on the morning show, with, you know, a lot of other things happening. Of course, the format has just been strong for, you know, gosh, more than 20 years with Rush Limbaugh and all the good talk lineup. But it's been fun doing the morning show and here at KNSS. So anyway, I put out an email today for all of our people in the station.
Right.
Hoping that maybe somebody will come up with a little, you know, a money tree. Would that be appropriate?
It probably would not be, but
you know,
whatever.
These little things with the clips on them, and you just put 10, 20 bucks in there, and then the person who's being honored can go and buy themselves something nice. You don't think so, huh?
So you send out an email hoping to be honored.
Yes.
Monetarily by others. Well, you are a dreamer.
I am.
I really respect that.
But I'm a naked self-promoter as well, right?
That is correct.
Not naked, but
unadulterated?
Unadulterated, completely without shameless.
Yeah?
Shameless.
That's another word that
works. It's a good adjective. I know some people who are like that in our business, but anyway, no, I just wanted to express my appreciation to the listeners.
Well, of course.
People who have supported us on this show and all of KNSS. Thank you, listeners. Advertisers. We got some terrific advertisers.
Them, yep.
Got several local people who've been with us for almost from day one,
And again, all the people inside the building who help to make this to happen. There, this is for one who we've been with all the time, Kathy Buss.
Yes, right? our front office
our
person.
Our front office person.
She's the best.
Yeah. Kathy comes in every day, and she loves Steve and Ted. There's no doubt about it. Because we took her to lunch about 8 years ago one time. So, but again, one more thing. Thank you to Jack Oliver and Tim Link, who helped get me on board. It's been a great run. Thank you all. We're going to do, what, another 21 years?
So, congratulations on 21 years here at KNSS.
All right, it's 7:17 now. It's Dave, Steve, and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. Of course, Shockers playing basketball last night in Memphis, right, Ted?
Yep, Shockers with a late game in Memphis last night. Shocks got behind by 12 points at halftime and tried to come back throughout the second half, not quite able to get that done. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
14 to shoot, off the screen, curls to the middle, drives it, gets right by the defender and lays it in.
Yeah, and really nice hesitation dribble that time by Tyler Harrison. He got by Sabaja Hinch-Jones with his left hand.
Memphis won the game 85-74 as the Shockers were outscored 25-6 at the free throw line. And points in the paint, Memphis dominated inside, outscoring the Shockers 44-26 with inside scoring. Your Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall.
And we got to decide when it's a good time to drive. We got to reverse the ball a couple times. And then, you know, decide when to take the three, when to kick.
Yeah, the Shocks shot well over 50% from two-point range, but jacked up 33 three-pointers last night, many of them wide open, and they did not go in. And the Shocks lost 85.
How many did they make out of 33?
10, I think. They made 10, but they half of their shots were taken from three-point range. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's
need to get the ball inside more.
Immaturity, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Part of the ingredient. Memphis won that game. Shocks fall to 7-6 on the season. Wichita State now plays its conference home opener on Sunday at Koch Arena as the Temple Owls come to town on Sunday. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will have live coverage beginning at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will tip off at 3 o'clock at Koch Arena. That's on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, I'll join Jeff Lutz and we'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live Sunday evening out at Twin Peaks in East Wichita, 21st and Rock Road. We'll see you there Sunday. And I'm going to be the public address announcer at the Shocker Temple game on Sunday afternoon.
That's going to be fun. You're going to fill last in for time Don, huh?
Yeah, I'm filling in for Don Hall. Last time I did a Shocker men's game was 18 years ago. So it's been a while.
Well, you're kind of rusty then.
Yeah, we'll see how
I practice up a little bit.
The KU men are in action tomorrow afternoon on the road, a conference road opener, fifth-ranked Kansas visiting Iowa State. Both teams are 1-0 early on in the conference. Live coverage of the Jayhawks at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will tip off at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon from Ames. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Kansas State plays its conference road opener as well tomorrow afternoon. K-State visiting 11th-ranked Texas Tech. That'll tip off at 1 o'clock in Lubbock tomorrow, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPNU. Shocker women are on the road, conference opener at Tulsa, and that game is tonight. Steve Strain will have live coverage of the Shocker ladies beginning at 6:45 this evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. JUCO men's basketball. Butler Community College is on the road tomorrow night at Barton County. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 7:45 tomorrow night, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Wichita State baseball program is looking for a new pitching coach. Shocker pitching coach Mike Steele has resigned just a month and a half before the season begins. Shockers are looking for a new pitching coach. Tomorrow is the Division II college football national championship game. Undefeated North Dakota State taking on Eastern Washington. That'll be nationally televised on ESPN2 beginning at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Of course, head coach of North Dakota State is Chris Klieman. As soon as that game is over, he becomes the full-time head coach at Kansas State.
That's right.
And we'll see if he wins another national title with the Bison.
Take another trophy
tomorrow.
With him.
Yeah, we'll see if he can win another national title. And if you want to watch that, future K-State coach Chris Klieman, that'll be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on ESPN2, the Division II college football national championship game. And a shocker. We look back on a shocker basketball win that happened 50 years ago on this day at Levitt Arena. The Shockers beat 10th-ranked Cincinnati 67-66. The Shockers were down by 12 points in the second half, came back to win. Greg Rataj had 8 huge points off the bench late in the game, and Ron Washington had 20 points as the Shockers beat top 10 Cincinnati 50 years ago today.
I can remember when I went to a game at Wichita State, and then they had freshman game before that in the lineup, and a couple of guys on that freshman team that year were this real tall, skinny kid named Ron Washington, about 6'5", and another guy that looked like he was Charles Atlas, a guy named Warren Armstrong.
They could play.
And those guys could play basketball.
You got that right.
All right.
Yep, the great Ron Washington. That was 50 years ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Don't forget, the Kansas City Chiefs are in the playoffs. They have a first-round bye, so the Chiefs do not have to play this weekend. They will play a week from tomorrow on Saturday the 12th. We don't know who the opponent is yet. That is yet to be determined. And, of course, we will have our live Friday chat with Mitch this morning at 8:10, about 1 hour from now.
Yeah,
about 8:15, and we'll talk with Mitch and kind of reassess the regular season and get a playoff preview. Coming up with Mitch in the 8 o'clock hour.
Look
be here
forward
for that.
To it. Should be fun. 6:22, make it 6:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Problems for a Trump-hating newspaper. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.